This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh my God!
Whole scheme.
Struck him out with 102!
Laser beam! Walk off, baby! This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Yeah. Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This is Issues 2025. I'm Steve McIntosh, and our guest is County Election Commissioner, Sedgwick County Election Commissioner, Laura Rainwater. Welcome.
Thank you.
To Issues 2025. We've done this show how many times? Just once before?
Once before.
All right.
Before the big election last November.
The big one. All right. Primary election is coming up August the 5th. What kind of voter turnout do you expect this time around, Laura?
Well, for this primary, we're not expecting a very large turnout. First of all, only 27% of the eligible registered voters in Sedgwick County are eligible to vote in this election. We only have three contested races, Wichita City Council District 1, and then USD 259 Districts 1 and 5 are the only contested races. There is also a special question election for a local sales tax for the city of Mays. So if you live inside the city of Mays, you get to vote for that local sales tax question.
Okay, so what you're telling, so percentage-wise?
I'm hoping we hit 10%, Steve.
10%. Of those eligible?
Of those eligible. Historically, looking back at 2021 and 2017, it was between 6 and 8%. So if we were to get to 10% for this election, I'd be thrilled. Mm-hmm. You know, that would be an uptick in voters. I don't understand it. I get on my soapbox on these local municipal and school district elections. They have so much impact on our daily life and our daily taxes that come out. You know, I don't understand why voters don't vote more on these local elections.
Well, it could be one of the problems that I interviewed Ryan Beatty the other day, the Sedgwick County Election, Sedgwick County Commission Chair, and basically he didn't say it in these words, but you know, citizens are dumb. They don't have any idea how this government works. They see stuff on TV and they think the federal government is the state government. They don't know.
They don't.
And I don't know what the answer to that is.
Yeah, I don't either. And I don't. If I could make more people turn out for these local elections, I certainly would. I'd flip that switch in a heartbeat.
Look, well, and you were talking before we went on the air, and you said, I live in Riverside. There's nothing there for me to even vote on.
Right. Like I said, only 27% of the registered voters in Sedgwick County even have anything to vote on this election. So it's a small election. Mm-hmm. I think it was just over 92,000 people are eligible
to
vote.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. We have over 340,000 registered voters in Sedgwick County, and about 93,000 are eligible to vote in this primary.
Okay, so I can't vote. Is it all right if I come to one of the polling places and cause problems or something?
Well, we would prefer you not cause problems. You can come and observe.
So when we see a presidential election, what kind of percentage turnout do we see there?
Well, we had about a 65% turnout here in Sedgwick County. For the first time ever, early voting surpassed Election Day voting this past presidential election, which is good. I encourage people to vote early. It's very easy because you can vote at any of the early voting sites when you vote early, whereas on Election Day, you must vote at your assigned Election Day polling place or you're going to have to cast a provisional ballot. And we don't, you know, we want everybody to be able to vote, and that's why we have provisional ballots, but we would prefer you vote early or vote at your assigned Election Day polling place.
Well, let's go ahead and give some information for that one person in 20 that's out there.
Okay.
That's listening. Who might be? It's fun to talk about. Let's talk about begin with the deadlines.
Okay.
There are several. First of all, is it too late to register to vote?
It's too late to get registered or change your voter registration. It is not too late if you want to vote by mail. You have until next Tuesday to apply for a mail ballot, and we will send you a ballot in the mail that you can return. Early voting in person opened up this past Monday, the 21st, at the courthouse, the historic courthouse at our office. The satellite locations, we will have 5 satellite early voting locations that open up July 31st. You can go to our website, sedgwickcounty.org/elections, and find those 5 early voting locations. They will be open from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. that Thursday and Friday. That's July 31st and August 1st. And then Saturday, August 2nd, they will be open from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m.
So on Election Day, which is the 5th.
There's a big change for Election Days starting this year.
Okay.
All of our Election Days polling sites will be opening at 7 a.m. They used to open at 6 a.m. And let me tell you why we're doing that. The other 104 counties in the state of Kansas all open at 7 a.m. Sedgwick County was the only county in the state that opened at 6 a.m. Butler County would mirror us so that their voters wouldn't be confused with all the talk on news and about polling sites opening at 6 a.m. So Butler County would mirror us and open at 6 a.m. as well, but now we are all opening at 7 a.m. so that voters all across the region and the state can go to the polls at the same time, from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m.
That's because Wichita is the only town that really works in this state where people have to get up and go to their jobs at 7 in the morning. So anyway, so that's good to know.
Yeah, that's a big change this year. There'll be in the presidential year, we will open at 6 a.m. Just to allow extra time to get all the voters through the polls, but that's once every 4 years.
Okay, now, you mentioned before we went on the air, you're going to be moving.
We are.
Can you talk about that?
As you might know, for many years, I think 7 or 8 years, they looked for a new election office. Both former Commissioner Tabitha Lehman and Angela Cadillo, through me, we looked at numerous buildings. We tried to find a building located in the downtown region of Wichita because people think that is the center of Sedgwick County, when it's truly not.
Geographically.
Geographically, the center of Sedgwick County is Rolling Hills Country Club.
Oh, it is.
It is. But we
You didn't move there, did
we
you?
We didn't move there. That would have been my first choice as an avid golfer, but we didn't get to move to Rolling Hills Country Club. But we found a fabulous facility that is located in the Comaterra Office Park, which is conveniently located right off of K-96 and Rock Road. The commissioners approved the purchase. They closed on that building May 23rd. There's some security enhancements that have to be done, so we are hoping that we will move in by the end of this year.
What is the building now?
Was it? Oh, it was a barbecue meat processing at Walton's. It was called Walton's, and they built a new facility out on 53rd Street. And so we bought their building.
All right. Well, let's talk about these exciting races. First of all, tell me about that City of Mays sales tax question. Tell me about that.
So they are having a local sales tax question for a 1% sales tax that only the citizens that live inside the city limits of Mays can vote on.
And what are they going to do with it? Have they mentioned,
I think
probably schools. And
actually, schools don't have anything to do with it because this is a city sales tax, not a school district sales tax.
Okay.
I think 85% of it is going to go to roads and sidewalks and improvements. And I think the other 15% is to reduce the mill levy out in Mays, I believe. Don't quote me on that. I'd have to read the question again.
Okay, to use that sales tax to relieve some of the property tax burden.
Correct.
Okay. Makes sense. Now, the primaries that we have, is it the same as always? You're narrowing the field down to 2 candidates?
People always ask me what triggers a primary. And it comes down to the number of open positions. You multiply that times 3 plus 1. So like the Wichita City Council has 1 open position it would take four candidates to trigger a primary. And as you know, there are five candidates, so obviously Wichita Council District 1 has a primary.
Okay.
Most jurisdictions go by that rule. It's three times the number of open positions plus one to trigger a primary. USD 259, districts 1 and 5, District 1 has four candidates. District 5 has five candidates, so there's a primary for those. All other offices, we did not get enough candidate filings to trigger a primary.
All right, so in that case, if there's a general election,
everybody moves on to the general. So in those three races, it will narrow it down to two candidates.
All right. And you've talked about the district city council and the two Board of Education. Very good. I guess we've got that covered then. You're listening to Issues 2025 on the Odyssey radio stations in our Sedgwick County. Our guest is Sedgwick County Election Commissioner Laura Rainwater. What are the rules regarding electioneering?
Electioneering, you can't wear anything that is on the ballot. So if you can't wear a candidate's shirt or anything that supports a ballot question.
So it's like the candidate's name?
Correct.
Okay.
The candidate's name, a slogan. There's not, in these local elections, there's usually not that issue. Within 200 feet of the polling site. So
One of our council members or somebody got, I guess their wife got in trouble for that a while back, but it seemed like she wasn't really cognizant of the rules, and it's kind of a...
And people show
an
up,
innocent deal, and
right.
She didn't probably get. She's not going to do any jail time or anything.
No. And most people, when we tell them, "Hey, you need to remove your hat or remove your shirt or go to the bathroom, turn your shirt inside out," most of them always comply. They didn't realize that that's what electioneering was.
So, are there rules? I mean, are there penalties for something like
there
that?
There can be if they don't comply. Absolutely, there can be a fine. I think it's considered a Class C misdemeanor. And there can be a fine of anywhere from, I don't know what Class C misdemeanor is, but I think it's up to $500.
So, who enforces that? Do you just call a cop?
It would be investigated by the sheriff's office. We don't enforce it. We would contact the sheriff department for investigation.
We don't hear about it much in the media. Do you see much of it?
Of a problem here in Sedgwick County.
I was going to say, probably not. Now, has your office found any evidence of fraud or tampering with the election process? How long have you been doing this now?
I've been 2.5 years.
2.5 years.
Just over 2 years. You've started in March of 23.
So how many elections have you done then?
15 or 16.
Really?
Yeah, this is our fourth one for the year. This is our fourth one just in 2025. So, yeah, it's been busy. People think we only do elections twice a year, and I'm on 15 or 16.
When did you say? You said March of what year?
March of 23.
23, okay.
Yeah.
Wow. So, ever find any evidence of fraud or election tampering?
No. We are so secure in the state of Kansas.
Wait
that
a
is
minute.
One thing, yeah. And prior to being election commissioner, I was a supervising judge for elections, and I never saw it as a supervising judge either. Our elections are secure here. You know, every election we get called, oh, that machine switched my vote. We immediately go out and investigate. And we've proven every single time that, no, the machine didn't switch your vote. You either fat-fingered it or, it just doesn't happen.
It's amazing when that whole controversy came up several years ago. I had talked to the election commissioners in Sedgwick County going back at least 20 years, and nobody had ever seen anything that they were talking about.
Of our machines that are used for elections go through logic and accuracy testing, and they all pass. Before they're ever deployed out to a polling site. So I can assure the voters that our elections are accurate and secure.
So those are the measures that you are taking to protect the integrity of the ballot. Are there people, you were a judge, you said?
Yes.
Who has that duty? Is it a voluntary thing? Do you have two people from different parties?
Yep. And we have, forms that they have to sign when we transfer ballots, that they're accounting for those ballots, ways to track it. I can just tell you that there are so many processes in place to make sure those votes and those ballots are secure that there's no fraud going on.
How about the computers? Are they going to perform?
They are. They are. Again, those all go through logic and accuracy testing before the election even begins. We have a public test of all the equipment that the public is welcome to come to before and after the election to see firsthand. You know, we want to be transparent. We want the public. Anytime somebody questions the integrity of our elections, I invite them into the office and give them a view of what's going on. It's important that they feel comfortable and knowledgeable that our elections are secure.
How many full-time employees do you have?
I believe we're at 17.
17.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then we were talking about you doing a lot more elections than I thought you were.
Yeah.
Wow. Staying pretty busy.
It is. And there'll be a big change next year. This year, because I say this is my fourth election, it's because we had three special elections that hit us back to back to back in the spring. We had one in February, one in March, and two in May. And it is not very efficient. It creates a lot of voter confusion. Sedgwick County introduced a bill up in Topeka this past legislative session in January where it will limit special question elections to either the first Tuesday in March or during the primary or general elections only, so that that doesn't happen. It's just makes more sense. It's a common sense law, and it passed. The governor even signed it, and had support from the governor's office. So that's going to limit special elections going forward so that we won't have so many elections every year.
What does it cost to do an election?
It depends on the size of the jurisdiction. The number of voters involved, the number of polling places involved, it can cost anywhere from $10,000 up to $150,000, just depending on how many polling sites are in play and how many election workers.
Presidential election.
Oof.
Would it be $150,000 or would it be more than that?
It's a lot more than that.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just too many people involved, huh?
Yeah. Well, you know, you think we hired about 900 election workers just for Election Day. And
I was going to ask you about that. Do you use volunteers?
They're paid. Now,
but
they're
not strictly just volunteers. They are paid?
They are paid. Okay. It's not as much as I would like to see, but they are paid. And
how many do you use? How many will you use this time then?
This time, there's only 33 polling sites open on Election Day, and we average about 6 to 7 people per polling site. So 250. This election, we're fully staffed this election because it's such a small election. We still need people for the general election when we'll have 105 sites open. So we'll hire about 700 election workers for the general in November. So if people are interested in being an election worker, they can go to our website and apply online. It's very simple.
I'm going to retire someday. And I think I need to come down there and be a volunteer.
I would love it.
Just so I can give you a hard time.
Yeah, we would love it. I would love to have you. We have a lot of retired people that be election
workers. Well,
sure. Yeah.
We go to vote and we know who we see them.
A lot of retired teachers. And, yeah.
They're people who just, they love their country and want to do the democratic thing, right?
Absolutely. It's a service to our country. It's a civil service.
Now, are there surrounding counties and cities having elections now or is this strictly a Sedgwick County thing that
we're depends. Doing? It depends. Some counties don't have any primaries. It kind of depends on the number of candidate filings.
Okay. So what's on your calendar now for the rest of the year?
Well, we've got the general election.
When that's in November?
November 4th.
Okay.
So right after this election, the primary concludes, we will begin programming for the general. And then we've got the big office move after that. So it's a busy year.
The general election, you will be deciding what? Senate, it's U.S. Senate?
Nope, or? That's next year. This is all local. This is municipal.
No Congress.
And school. No Congress. It's all municipal and school district elections this year.
So it's not going to be a massive turnout then, huh?
Probably not.
Okay.
Not nearly as big as the even numbered years. When we have next year, obviously, we'll have the gubernatorial, we'll have the governor's race along with the state and federal races on it. I know we have two constitutional amendments on the ballot for next year as well.
State constitution.
State constitutional ballot, right. Yeah.
Do you know what they are or what they're about?
No.
Okay.
I do, but it doesn't come off the top of my head
right now. Okay. That's all right. Good. So what are the biggest challenges for you and the election commission, the election office?
Biggest challenge, recruiting election workers is always a challenge, especially for the bigger elections. You know, this election is so small, we're fully staffed. But come November, we need 700 more people to apply. Excuse me. And then messaging, you know, convincing the messaging out there in the media is that our elections are not secure or that, and they are. I get that question a lot. Show me where there's been fraud, and no one can show it to me because there hasn't been.
Well, we in the media are pretty good about looking for that a story there,
and it's not there.
We're not finding them,
right?
Okay?
It's not there.
But that's a challenge. How about successes? What do you count as the biggest successes, other than we did a good election and nothing broke down?
Nothing broke down. We had a very successful presidential election in November. Some big wins. This office move, getting our office into a new location where our equipment can be stored with us on site, because right now our administrative offices and our equipment are not at the same locations. So that has challenges, you know. It's not very efficient. It's very secure. It's just not very efficient. That's a huge win. The support from our county commissioners has been fantastic. We've added several new positions since I started 2 years ago. That helps with the efficiency of our operation. That's a huge win.
And when your vote's all taken, do you go through the canvas just like in the Sedgwick County Commission? They're the canvassers.
They're right? The board of canvassers. And, you know, everything has checked out for every election that I've had a part in. And prior to me, too.
They're probably not going to be looking at hanging chads. And like
no. That. I think we're long past the hanging chad days.
Okay. And I know the last time I voted, I had a paper ballot. And you could choose, right?
You can choose.
Okay. So
they're all paper ballots.
If you don't have the high technology.
Now, let's clarify. They're all paper ballots.
Yeah.
You can either mark it by hand with a pen or pencil, or you can use a machine to mark your ballot.
Okay. Very good. I guess that's all we have for today. We're almost out of time, but I'd like to – let's go back real quick and say, what are the deadlines coming up?
This
program is playing on Sunday.
Okay.
So the deadlines coming up are
– if you want a mail ballot, you until Tuesday, the 30th. Is it the 30th?
Whatever Tuesday is. Yeah, 29th. So how do you get one? You go on the website?
You can go on our website, or you can call our office and we can walk you through the process as well. If you don't have access to the internet, you can go online, sedgwickcounty.org/elections, and apply for that, print off the form and send it to us.
It's possible that somebody listening to us right now, just, I wonder if I'm supposed to vote. Go to the website, right?
You can go to the Secretary of State's website.
It's
votekansas.gov and click on the Voter View tab. And then it's all you do is enter your name and birth date, and it will tell you if you – and it will show you a sample ballot if you have a ballot. That means if you don't have a ballot, you don't have a race to vote on.
Go ahead and sleep in.
Yeah.
So what did you do before you did this? What was your background?
My background has always been in government. Prior to this, I was the executive director for REAP, which is the Regional Economic Area Partnership. It's a coalition of governing bodies from 10 counties.
Who's involved in that?
Cities?
Somebody I've interviewed.
Yeah.
It wasn't you.
Keith Lawing?
Keith Lawing.
Yeah. Yeah. Great boss.
He's doing something all the time.
He is. Great
all
boss.
All right. So you did that, huh?
I did that for four or five years. And prior to that, I was with the city of Wichita. And I was a community service rep for districts 2 and 5.
So you're from Wichita.
I am.
Did you go to school here then?
I did. I went to Southeast High School.
Okay.
Graduated from Wichita State.
From Wichita State. And when you were a kid, what were you going to, I know when you were a little girl, you probably thought, you know, someday I'd like to be election commissioner.
Never.
Well, I don't want to get too personal, but what did you think you were going to be at this time?
Growing up, I majored in business, went to work for Coke when I graduated from college, and then I stayed home and raised a family for 18 years, got my start in government, in public service for the city of Mays, working for the best boss I've ever had.
Who's
Richard,
that?
Richard Lemunyon.
he's been on this show a couple of times.
Yeah, great.
He was
man.
My favorite police chief, by
oh,
the way.
Oh, great man. Yeah. And that's he gave me my love for public service at the city of Mays, and I just kind of have progressed. I love public service. I love giving back to this community that has meant so much to me.
So my last question, what gets you out of bed in the morning? I think you just told me there, maybe.
I get up really early. I get up at 4 every day. Not by choice, but because that's when I wake up.
Got to milk the cows.
Yeah, yeah.
No.
You know, we live in a great city and a great county. So, and I just really enjoy serving and giving back to what's meant so much to me my whole life.
And if you can assure us that there's probably not going to be any voter fraud.
There's not.
All right. Well, thanks for being with us, and we look forward to a fairly...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
An exciting election, but we got to do it. I'm sure it'll come off right.
It will.
Sedgwick County Election Commissioner Laura Rainwater is our guest this week. And that's all for this edition of Issues 2025. We'll be back next week. Thank you for listening. I'm Steve McIntosh.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus. You must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.